What's going on? Back at you with another great podcast. I do appreciate all the love I got from the last podcast. Just wanted to definitely, say I appreciate everybody, tapping in and listening to the conversation I had with the late great. Again, if you're listening to this podcast, please refer back to Bettering Yourself by Believing in Yourself podcast. That's where I had the conversation with the great Tupac. But this podcast today is going to be about, watching your language. And when you hear that, I know people like, well, man, what is this dude talking about? Is he talking about like cursing? Yeah, you can say that. But I'm pretty much going to give it to you, on the raw, the up and up, just like I always do. I don't know how to do it no other way, But yeah, we're back at it. Definitely do it again. I just want to say I appreciate the love, and we're going to get to it. Now, what I say, watching your language, you can definitely, place it with cursing or saying something out of the ordinary that you might not say, that you might want to curve a little bit if you're around adults. I mean, I still watch my language and I'm a grown man, but if I'm around my mother, if I know I'm going to get angry at a situation or I don't have no control of, I kind of just like might remove myself. But this podcast, Watching Your Language, is typically about, because I deal in the area of motivation, and it's typically about, watching what you're saying, because a lot of the times we sit here and we kind of just like dictate what our future is going to look like by saying it. Now, a lot of us may say, I'm going to have a car. I'm going to have a nice paying job. I'm going to have a beautiful wife. For the ladies, I'm going to have a beautiful husband. I mean, vice versa, however it works out. But we don't know how powerful the tongue is. The tongue is the most powerful weapon, I believe, on earth, because we can speak life and we can speak death. By somebody saying something to somebody can generate that person to either be dealt with or not dealt with, depending on the power that that person has. If the president wanted to do something, all he has to do is say, all right, let's do this. Let's go to war. People are going to die. Some people may live, some people may die. I mean, it's just the reality of how powerful the tongue is. So when we're sitting out here and we are just talking, having a casual conversation, and the thing I love is the speaking into existence, because we can go and we can say, I'm gonna have this job. I'm gonna have this car. I'm gonna have this house. And you know what? When you do that, you start working towards it, because it's like that. When you speak in it, it kind of does something to your psyche. It kind of does something to you, because it's giving you the energy to push through. Like, you're about, okay, I'm gonna do this, because I done said it. Now I'm gonna do it. Now I got something to prove. Not just to people around you, but to people. People outside of your circumference, if they did hear you speak, if they didn't, whatever the case may be. But we tend to just, when I start something, I used to do this a lot. Like I said, all my podcasts are about my life or something that I've dealt with in the past, current and proper, probably dealing with or probably going to deal with. I mean, nobody's perfect. Nobody can't get it all right. We got to do it one step at a time. So we tend to knock ourselves out of a position at the job. Oh man, I ain't going to get that, man. I don't deserve that. When you worked hard. Now, if you don't deserve it, then trust me, you won't get it. But if you working hard and you just kind of like, man, I don't know. Even if the competition is sharp, and people It's good. Competition is healthy. Even if it's sharp, you should always want to speak the best for yourself. I tell my kids, I tell anybody I know, speak it into existence. It doesn't hurt to be positive. Even if the situation seems to be bleak and you don't think you'll get the same type of response, still be positive about it. It will not hurt to just kind of push the negative away sometimes, because the negative consumes us. You know, some of us, we already just pretty much put ourselves in a position to where we're going to fail anyway. And like I said, I've done that countless times and I failed. You know, I put myself, I said, man, you know what? I don't deserve this. I ain't going to get this. And 9 times out of 10, when I've done that, I think if I got what I was asking, it was by the skin of the teeth. It was definitely not like, oh, I got this because, you know, boom, like, okay. You know, no, it was definitely because of the fact that, like, it was definitely, you know, just out of my reach. And when we're doing this to ourselves, we don't really, you know, you don't really know the effect that your tongue has on you. So if you negative, 9 times out of 10, you're gonna get a negative response. If you're positive, you know, it could still go both ways, because you can be negative and for some reason it still may work out for you. But I much rather you go, folks, I much rather you go into the situation and thinking that you're gonna get it. You know, thinking, you know, to the young brother out there, man, I don't know if I'm gonna make this basketball team. Man, go out there and bust your behind. You know, do what you got to do, and you know what? You won't have that thought in your mind, because you know what? I left it all on the court. I left it all on the football field. To the, you know, young sisters, you want to be a cheerleader. You want to be anything. You want to win a spelling bee. Your science project, social studies, anything. You know, anything that you may see. First of all, you work hard on it, and then you speak. You work hard on it, and you say, I got this. Even when it's hard, ask for help. You understand? Ask for help, and I guarantee you, things will work out. It may not work out for you the way you want it at that time, but things do have a way of working itself out. You know, I speak this because, just like I said, just currently I was in a situation, still don't know the outcome of the situation, but I still speak highly of it because it's no outcome yet. You know, it's no outcome yet. So before I get down on myself, you know what? I'm just going to keep speaking life into the situation. Even if it's like dead, it's almost like dead. I'm still going to continue to speak life, because you never know what that last push could be. That last push could put you in a position to be a millionaire or a billionaire. You know, so folks, I'm telling you, the language we use day to day, the English language that most of us use, or whatever you speak, Spanish, you speak German, you speak French, patois, anything, whatever you speak, you know what I'm saying? Speak positivity, man. Most of us have been consumed with negativity since birth. Growing up, negative. You know, we were taught that, some of us were taught to think negative. And by old, like, what do you call it? You know, people, you know, old, I would say character. It's a different word, but I'm going to go with characteristics that some things that we were taught growing up were incorrect, because the people that taught our elders, they were incorrect. So some things if it don't make sense, then switch it. Try something different. Oh, just because you did this, don't worry about it. It's over. No, it's not. It's not. Oh, it's never over with. It is never over with. Don't you ever take that tone, people. Ever take that tone. And I give this to my younger brothers and sisters out there, because You know, we come from the area where negativity is the base. Negativity is the base of life. When you speaking, I mean, we often speak, man, if I die, it's always if I die, or this, that, and the third. And the crazy thing is, you know, we're just casting judgment on our life, and we don't even know it, because some of us are so uneducated that we don't even think that we are worthy of positivity. You understand? And we are much worthier than more. We are from God, we are of God, and we are a part of greatness. So don't ever think of yourself as being less than that, my young brothers and sisters out there, and my older brothers and sisters, because some of us are fighting anxiety. Some of us are fighting depression, and we speak negativity. Start with whatever you're dealing with right now. You know, if you're listening to this podcast today, right now, just follow me. You know, just hear me, hear my voice, and speak these same words. I will have my job that I'm looking for. Or if you want to be an entrepreneur, I will have that car. I will have my wedding next year. I will have the finances to do this. But you know why? Because I'm gonna go out there and work for it. I'm gonna work so hard for it that God himself can't even tell me no, because he know I worked hard for it, and he knows that I didn't sit down and just say, you know what, I'm gonna give it to God. No, we no more giving it to God. And please, folks, don't mess my words up. No more giving it to God. When we ask God for something, or whoever you pray to, folks, or if you don't believe, if you believe in an entity, cool, whatever it is that gets your boat floating, by all means, give it to the entity that you serve, and then go out and do what you got to do to get it. Don't wait until the last minute. Start off by saying, God, I claim it. Claim it before anything. I claim victory on all things possible. That right there is saying, I claim victory on everything, because I'm going to put forward the strength and the know-how to get where I got to get to. You know, come on, people, start using positive notations, positive energy, positive, just be positive. Even when days seem bleak and it's horrible, man. And I'm talking about you don't even see yourself getting out the day. You just want to, you know, just get, okay, I know days are like that. I'm human just like you, folks. So when I get off these podcasts, I deal with real life just like y'all. You know, I deal with real life just like many of y'all. I don't deal with the social media world. I do what I do. I log off and I deal with real life. I deal with real life every day. If it was some way I could deal with social media life and I had to deal with real life, I probably would do it. If I could live, you know, but I'd rather live in a real world where real things happen and where progress is taken, you know, and just knowing the importance of being positive. A good brother of mine, my boy Al, he has the Say No More podcast, him and his homeboy B, which is also a friend of mine, and we all connect. I haven't met the brother, but we all connect. You know, family is family no matter what. But my brother said, you know, when we first started our podcast, he was just like, man, two cats, you know, probably, you know, just getting money together, trying to do what we do. You know, we felt as though that this would be our lane and we're going to take it. And, you know, my brother Al said, you know, well, I'm speaking it into existence. I'm speaking that your podcast is going to be successful. I'm speaking that my podcast will be, you know, him talking about himself, my podcast will be successful. And these are the things we're going to do. This is, you know, we're going to talk to celebrities. We're going to be on a platform. And day by day as I do my podcast and I see the growth from mine, you know, and his, because I listen to his faithfully, just like I, you know, I record mine. You know, I as soon as I'm done and I see he put something up, I'm going to listen to it. You know, like I told him, I said, I don't care if I have one supporter. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to make sure that one supporter knows that I can, I, you know, we connect on some kind of level, you know, and, you know, he's been real positive about it as well. But it just goes to show you, when you speak something and you you're passionate about it, it will come, you know, it will come to life. You know, you got to speak life into it. You speak life into yourself. You know, we are, you know, when I say we, I mean all of us. We are important people. You're important. You may not be important to the world like a celebrity, but you're important to a child. You're important to another child. You're important to a mother. You're important to a grandmother. You're important to an aunt. You're important to many cousins. You know, you have to, we got to be more, you got to be more positive about, you know what you're doing day to day. And you, and how everything affects you. Now, if you got people around you, folks, if you got people around you that are just there to consume time, talk shit, excuse my language, but just talk unnecessary, you know, sometimes you might want to get a laugh or two, but when you get to a point in your life, you got to remove all of that negativity and nonsense that's not going nowhere. Remove it. I don't care who they are. I don't care if they're family. I don't care if they're friends of 25 years. If they kept you stagnant and you are not able to reach the next level, you have to remove them, because that is a negative force on you. That is, and you're not going to go nowhere. If you have five friends and one positive friend, right? And you got five negative friends. That one positive friend is, he knows what he's going to do when he's trying to lead you, or she's trying to lead you to doing what he or she is doing, because she knows or he knows the effect. Now, then your five negative friends, man, forget all that, man. Let's go out, man. You know, you ain't got to work on that app this weekend. Let's go out and get some drinks. And next thing you know, you done got in a car accident, and now you can't do the app because you know, things happen. And sometimes we tend not to look at, dang, man, maybe if I'd have stayed in the house, you know, now you got to get back to health. Then you might want to, you know, but then, you know, man, I should have listened to my homeboy and my homegirls. They told me to stay in the crib and work on my app or work on my book or work on my application to that school. And now I can't even do it because now I got these medical bills because I made a mistake. You know, and things could be clean. Things could be cleaned up. Don't get me wrong, folks. I'm not knocking nobody. We all make mistakes. I make mistakes. I have made mistakes, and I'm probably going to make more mistakes. But at this time, I can honestly say to you guys that, you know, we have to do better with our decisions, you know, and we got to do better with, you know, be positive. It's nothing wrong, man. I swear to you. I used to think that being positive was like, man, I ain't trying to hear all that, man. I wasn't trying to hear all that. You know, somebody tell me, man, yo, just think positive. My mother used to hit me in the head with that thing. Like, bruh, be positive. You gonna be so beat up by the time you do get a blessing, you can't even celebrate. Because you know, you done beat yourself half to death, and now, you know, stressing yourself out. It's like, you know, like, come on, man, give yourself a fighting chance. You know, give yourself a fighting chance. I see nothing but strength in my people, strength and know how and all. You know, just keep on pushing. Keep on pushing, no matter the outcome, because what they can't take from you is your drive. They can't take that from you. You know, they can't take it from you. You gain it, and you nurture it, and you just keep on pushing. Keep on going. You know, you fall, get back up. You fall 100 times, get back up 101. Fall down, get back up, 102. I'm going to keep on going till I get to that finish line, you know? And, you know, I watch interviews, and when I hear somebody talking, when I hear like a guru talking, you don't hear negative talk. Excuse me. You don't hear negative talk. You don't hear doubt. You don't hear self-doubt. You don't hear nothing. It's like they conquered that, and it's like they know, even if I don't accomplish this right here, I'm still going to keep pushing forward, because there's something bigger. There's something bigger than, you know, what's going on. You understand? It's something so much bigger that I didn't get this part, but the next part, I'm going to get it. And then next thing you know, you got it. You know, I tried for a job 3 times. I was denied 2. You know, they say 3 times is the magic. Well, I'm just speaking it into, you know, that's just something I'm dealing with currently. But like I said, I deal with real stuff just like anybody else. You know, you have, you know, and if whatever the situation brings, I will just keep my keep a positive attitude, you know, and just keep pushing forward, because things will come when you least expect it. You know, blessings will come when you least expect it. I will let go all negative memories, negative whatever, because by you holding on to those things, you could be halting your blessings to come in. Any positiveness, because that's what consumes your life. Nothing positive consumes your life, only negativity. So how do you expect anything positive to happen? You know, and sometimes we gotta weigh out your options. Sit down and just be like, you know what? What am I gonna do? All right, I got knocked down this time, so this is what I'm gonna do. If writing is better for you, write it out. You know, whatever works best for you, write it out and go for it. Go for it. You know, and put the self-doubt in the garbage can, because at the end of the day, if you're hindering yourself, you know, you're not gonna see no reward of what you're doing. All you're gonna see is just stress. Then you got anxiety. Then you got, you just all messed up now because you don't, you know. And I've done that to myself. You know, you'll ruin yourself, and you won't have no forward movement. You need more forward movement. You know, my people, we need more forward movement, more positivity, more doing. You understand? A lot more doing, and I can just about guarantee that everything will happen. And you know, like I said, if it doesn't, by all means, keep going, because it will happen. You have to have that attitude. You have to watch your language, because when you start speaking the negative is, it's almost like the negative is easily attached. Like it's easily just pulled. Like, okay, so you got to speak 10 times positive every time you speak on a situation you're going through or something that you want, just because as soon as you speak a negative affirmation towards that, man, it's like negative is, you know how you have the magnet and the little things come to it just like that. When, man, I'm trying to tell you, man, that when that energy is real, it's real. I mean, I got rid of friends. I got rid of, you know, so-called friends, some family members I don't speak to, man. And just because of the negativity, and just because, you know, people weren't healthy. You know, you got to keep it moving. It's no love lost. It's just a different route, a different area where I see myself. I don't see myself losing. Like the brother E.T. said, I lost a lot as a child, you know. I'm a grown man, you know. I'm in the business of winning. And that's all I want to do is win. I want to teach my kids. I understand that losing is a part of winning, you know, and you learn from it. But you learn, you know, you learn how to keep pushing forward. And winning sometimes is not always the best thing. You always don't learn from a win. You learn from the work you put in to get there. And you learn a lot more when you lose, because you learn the next time, this is what I got to do in order to get that win. And being a positive person, or positive in a positive group, or, you know, just having that type of, you know, that dynamic around you, man, it does something. It does. It's like a breath of fresh air, you know, and you need that. You need that, folks. Like, to the person that's listening to me right now, you need that. I'm quite sure somebody, if my voice is carrying out, and I'm talking, and it's a group of people listening, or if it's not, if it's that one person, two people, you need to hold on to something positive, because I know you may be going through something in your life right now, and you're just like, man, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. And I guarantee you, if you just, you know, just be pure, be honest about it, man, you know, get down and pray and whatever you do and claim victory upon it and go forward, whether you win, you know, you win or lose, go forward. So you know what to do the next time. You know, people want to see you weak. They want to see you meek and, you know, just beat down. Nah, man, we are strong people. Very strong. And I say that to my youngest, because the youngest is coming up, and it's a lot of influence in this world, a lot of negative, you know. It's nothing positive about what I see nowadays on social media, unless I've, you know, in my majority of my friends list is positive, like people that's living life. And you know, I thrive off of it, because I don't want to see nothing. I don't want to see no gossip. I don't want to see what's happening on the latest reality show. None of that shit. You know, none of it. And I have a right to, you know, decide what's on my line, because I want to be able to feed off of it. And what I do have, it allows me to be more strong in my podcast. It allows me to be more positive and be more strong. Even days when I feel like I'm growing a little weak, I pop on the YouTube, listen to Inky Johnson, listen to ET the Hip Hop Preacher, you know, listen to whoever I can, and it gets me going. It gets me going, pushing me. My heart starts pumping real fast. Boom, 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 boom. Let's go. And that's it. You know, and you got to be careful what you surround yourself with. Surround yourself with negativity. Negativity going to take you to the ground, and you might not be able to get back up. I'm telling you, people, I've been there. I've been there. And, you know, I'm not saying I can't go back there, because, again, like I said, we are human beings. But I know that it'll be a fight. It'll be a fight upon that day. Because I know how strong I am, and I know how strong I want my people to be. I know how strong I want my youngins to be, you know, or my people that are in the neighborhoods that are going through and they don't see themselves getting out. Man, you got a way out. That brain, pick up a book. That's the most positive thing you could do. You know, I'd rather you pick up a book than to pick up a flag. You know, be positive, be love life, speak life. There's no need to speak death. You only got one life to live. Speak life. We don't know what happens after this. When you speak life, things happen for you. When you speak death and you speak negativity, nothing happens for you. Just look, you know, and I say, you know, people, and then when the things do happen, when blessings do happen, be able to be appreciative and grateful of those blessings. And by being grateful, I mean by being, you know, of course, being thankful, but being able to reach your hand back in a positive way and pull people forward to come and show them, you know? Definitely something that we need to do more of in our community. We could save a lot of lives, you know? And folks, you know, just a little bit more positivity and a whole lot less of negativity. And just see where your life goes, you know? Fight hard. Push forward. Go for it. Go for the gusto. What do you have to lose? if you're in a position to fight, go ahead and go for it. You know? If it's a girl you like, fellas, go for it. I mean, most she could tell you, well, then again, nowadays, you got to be careful. But if she's credible and you feel as though you have things, you know, go for it. If she says, yeah, you know, all right, thank you, sister, I appreciate it. And same with the sisters. If you see a brother that you are feeling, go for it. Don't let your friends tell you any different. You have to find out. You have to find out what that person is like. If that person it has, you know, any, you know, what their standards are, what they, you know, their goals are. And if you want to if you want to align yourself with that person, you know, cool. Be positive about it, you know, because if you dive into it with head first with negativity, whew, you in for a rude awakening. You understand? You in for a rude awakening. But folks, again, I definitely want to say thank you for all the love. All the love. I really embrace it. I'm thankful. I am grateful for anybody that goes into their phone, whether they have an iPhone, whether they have Android, whether in a computer, whether they on the tablet. It doesn't matter what you have. My honest to God quote, thank you very much, because I like I said, one fan or 100 fans, I'm cool with either or, because I can possibly be helping somebody get through their day. I can possibly be helping somebody nurture a situation that they might not be able to nurture by what I'm talking about. Maybe they can choose one of my podcasts. And folks, if you're listening, please, please comment, you know, go on iTunes, you comment, or Podomatic, whatever you have, Google Play, comment and give me some, you know, some ideas, some things that, you know, correct me. If you hear me saying something, you know, correct me if I'm wrong. You know, I'm always down for constructive criticism. And you know, I like to make this entirety, you know, I want to be able to interact with my people, and I know I have a lot growing to do, and you know, with being positive in a situation like this, can only grow and be better, no matter how long it takes. It will get better. Remember that, folks. You know, if you, whatever platform you on, be able to comment, drop a comment, you know, hit me up on Instagram, William Rutledge. Everything is William Rutledge. YouTube, all of that. You know, you can go on Google and put the William Rutledge podcast, that'll come up. I'm all over the place. What started as an idea is now, you know, I'm growing. Thankful to God, I'm growing, and and it's positive. It's nothing but positive, no negative. And I guarantee you, folks, when you speak life gets better. You speak death and you speak negative, it doesn't get better. It only gets worse until you pull yourself out of it. And sometimes you can't pull yourself out of it. It'd be by the grace of God that you get out of it. And then you definitely want to speak positive, because you done had a taste. And I think we've all had a taste, fair share, of what it can be. I know I have. But folks, again, thank you very much for giving me your time. This is the William Rutledge Podcast, and I want to tell you one more time before I leave, speak positive, reject the negative. And with that being said, folks, peace.